You must not follow close, or they will begin shooting. Wait until we are out of sight, then follow. In time, we will catch them.
He preaching a sermon, Ryan? Shut him up.
Right. Ryan jammed the pistol harder into the stomach of the Russian SEC officer.
I have done everything that you wished.
He privately promised himself the pleasure of slowly executing the tall, curly-headed American.
Then get in the car. Front passenger seat. I'll drive. JB, cover from the back seat.
You got it.
It was going to work. The men standing knee-deep in the sludge at the river's edge were hardly likely to risk interfering. They'd already been plucked off the streets and from their nearby homes to do a filthy job for the party, working at gunpoint. It didn't matter that much to them who was behind the gun. The SEC men, out in the rain, and those who still lurked in the heavy eight-wheel wags behind, wouldn't risk doing anything that would jeopardize a senior officer such as Zemyanin. Their discipline and their lack of independence made that certain. And Grigory Zemyanin, with the barrel of a 9mm pistol shoved hard against his abdomen, was going to be very cautious before he made any sudden moves. And that was all. All but one. Tracker Aliyev had been sheltering in the lee of the auto wag, trying to protect his ruined face from the chilly rain. Now he saw his beloved master being taken away at gunpoint. If Zemyanin was taken, then Aliyev knew his shield and protection would be removed.
In the wag.
Ryan's eye raked the watchers, making sure nobody was going to try anything particularly stupid or dangerous. He kept his free hand lightly on the Russian SEC officer's shoulder, feeling the tightness of the man's muscles, ready to detect even the slightest movement. Zemyanin looked as if he were going to cooperate, but Ryan was surprised and impressed by the rippling power he could feel in the man's upper body. JB was halfway in the vehicle, holding the door open against the rising wind, when Aliyev came out of the darkness. He attacked on Ryan Carter's blind side in a snuffling, howling, sideways shuffle, reaching out with his horn-tipped fingers to tear the face off the man who threatened his master.
Ryan!
JB was hampered from shooting by the door of the wag, but his shout of warning was enough, giving Ryan the edge of time that he needed. He spun around and put a bullet through Aliyev's face. The little man's feet skittered out from under him, and he slid in the dirt, rolling twice by Zemyanin's feet. He ended up staring sightlessly into the driving rain. Death gave Aliyev a serenity that he had never enjoyed in life. The sound of the pistol had been muted by the silencer, and it was some moments before everyone realized that Ryan had shot and killed the Mongolian tracker. The SEC men looked at one another, nervously fingering their rifles. They glanced at Zemyanin, in case he was somehow able to give them some fresh orders.
Tell them to be careful, Major.
I am sorry to have lost the poor dumb beast. He was always steadfast, loyal, and true.
Tell them!
Do what I told you! Don't attempt anything foolish!
Ryan eased Zemyanin backward toward the wag.
Didn't want to chill the little guy, Major.
He was very wretched. It was always hard to find enough rubles to pay a woman of the streets to lie with him. Such is life.
Move it. Drop that blaster in the dirt before you get in. Good. Watch him, JB, while I get in.
The engine sounded rough as Ryan revved it, and he was worried that the ceaseless rain might make it stall. But it picked up as soon as he trod on the gas pedal a few times. Zemyanin said quietly as they drove away. The wheels slid sideways toward the river, and Ryan corrected the drift. JB kept his pistol at the Russian's nape, glancing through the rear window to make sure there was no pursuit.
You told them to start after us as soon as we're out of sight, Major?
Your assumption is correct, Mr. Calder. Indeed, I did.
Whack, dust. That Rusky speaks more like Doc Tanner than Doc Tanner does.
Is my English less than impeccable? Must I apologize for its deficiencies?
Ryan checked the mirror, unable to see anything in the rain.
You speak good, Major. Better than me or JB, and that's the truth.
How come you're in Moscow, Major? You were in Alaska.
I hated the coldness, and I never relished the life with horses.
Don't blame you.
And now you will transfer me to the choir's ethereal?
Ryan swerved to avoid a raggedy child leading a patient donkey along the side of the road.
How's that?
I shall be going to a far, far better place than I have ever known. You see that I am familiar with the work of your Mr. Dickens.
Oh, you mean you think we're going to chill you?
Of course.
Ryan hadn't honestly given it that much thought. His main purpose had simply been to escape from the work gang and get back to the dacha to help fix the gateway, and if all went well, make the jump with the others. But now that he thought about the problem of the prisoner, it seemed that the easiest thing would be to put a bullet through his brain and dump him by the side of the road. A dead enemy would never come after you in the dark hours of the night. Then again, he didn't actually have any personal animosity against Major Commissar Grigory Zemyanin. He was a Russian, but that didn't necessarily mean that he was an evil person. And bullets cost Jack.
I reckon not. What do you figure, JB?
I figure bullets cost Jack. There's nobody behind us, Ryan. Maybe the Major's ridden far enough with us right now.
Yeah. So long, Grigory. Guess we won't ever meet up again.
You will not cause me any dying?
No.
Ryan slowed the wag to little more than a walking pace and peered through the windshield, seeing that they were coming to an area of dense forest on both sides of the blacktop.
You wish me to disembark?
Ryan couldn't avoid a smile.
Yeah, Grigory, we want you to disembark. Right now would be a real good time.
He glanced behind him at JB, then across at Ryan, as though he were making sure that their faces were well fixed in his memory. Then he jumped. Despite the puddles and the mud, he succeeded in keeping his balance, running a few steps, then standing still. JB gave a casual wave out of the back window of the wag, but Zemyanin didn't respond. He knew that some of the sec troop wags would be along shortly, but he didn't look around for them. He stood and watched the spot on the highway where the Americans and the stolen wag had vanished. His face showed no expression at all. Ryan and JB eventually reached the ravaged mansion in the early hours of the evening. Both were soaked to the skin from the rain, which had continued to pound the countryside throughout the morning and afternoon. As they'd gotten closer to the dirt poor ville, they decided to abandon the wag so that they wouldn't attract unwanted attention. Christie greeted them at the open front door, hugging Ryan with a sudden strength that took his breath and made his ribs creak.
Ah, fire blast. You'll snap my spine, lover.
He kissed her on her warm cheeks with his cold, wet lips.
Good to see you again, lover. Gaia, but it's so good.
JB grinned and eased himself out of his sopping furs.
How about me, Christie?
Hell, I knew you'd make it. Uncle Tyus used to say it was often the runt of the litter that survived.
How's Rick? They made it safe?
Yeah. Jack was beat. Nearest to the line I've ever seen him. Slept 10 hours straight through. He's up now with Doc, looking at the gateway and trying to figure out how those tools can help us.
Ryan let go of her and took a half step back.
You still haven't said how Rick is, lover. Guess that must mean bad.
Bad. I've tried using the healing skills that Mother Sonia taught me.
No good?
I'm afraid not.
JB pushed the door closed, having taken a good look around the dust-gray fields.
He's not dead.
Close. Doc wondered about trying to help him down those stairs so he could talk us through the repairs.
He conscious?
Some of the time. But not all of the time.
How long?
Christy shook her head. She, too, looked close to exhaustion. The flaming crimson of her hair was dulled and coiled flat against her head, not tumbling free and fiery over her shoulders as it usually did. There were dark rings beneath her startlingly green eyes.
Way I see it, it's coming down to hours, lover. Only hours. The muscles are all failing, like a machine where every part quits at once. He's having a real hard time swallowing.
Best go see him.
In there.
She pointed across the hall to the main shutter.